Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are in Parshas Yisroi. So, see, the central event in Parshas Yisroi is Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. So I'd like to take a look at one of the commandments in the Aseres HaDibros, which is the prohibition of Loi Tirzach. Loi Tirzach, one should not kill. Now, hopefully the direct prohibition over here isn't too relevant to us. We're not chalila thinking of killing anybody, chas v'shalom. But I'd like to look at one angle, one branch of this prohibition, which could be very relevant in our daily lives. I'd like to begin by looking at the halacha, which relates to the shalosh hamuris. We know there are three most stringent averos: Avodah Zarah, Gilei Aroyos, and Shpichus Dam. There's this group of three which have a unique feature that one is obliged to give up one's life rather than transgress these three averos. Unlike any other prohibition in the Torah, these three, if it's a choice between doing the avera or giving up one's life, one's obliged to give up one's life. Now let's look how this is recorded in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf and Zayin, u'avodas kehovim, gilei aroyos, u'shpichus damim, when it comes to these three most stringent averos, then afilu b'tzinah, even if the happening takes place in private, there's no other people seeing, there's not an issue of kiddush Hashem or chilul Hashem, v'shaloi b'shas ha'gezeira, it's not a specific gezeira, v'afilu eino evit kehovim v'chavin ela l'hanos, so even if the non-Jew threatens you, doesn't have religious intent, he simply has his own sadistic pleasure, nevertheless, Yehore Fa'al Yahweh. One is obliged to give up one's life rather than transgress. Okay, that's a well known thing. Now let's have a look at the comment of the Ramah on this halakh, which is a Dvar Chiddush. The whole Isur Avodas Kehovim, the Gilei Aroyos, the Shpichus Damim, all angles of the prohibition of Avodas Zarah, the Gilei Aroyos, and the Shpichus Damim, Afal Pi She'ein Bo Nisa, even though it is simply a subsection of the main Isur of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Aroyos, and Shpichus Damim, such that it is more lenient than the classic prohibition of serving Avodah Zarah, Gilei Aroyos, and Shpichus Damim, and does not incur the penalty of Misa. If somebody transgresses this Avera, he won't incur the penalty of Misa. Rak Lav Ba'al, it is simply a more lower level prohibition, which is simply a regular Lav. Sorich Lehori Beloi Lav. Nevertheless, even for these low-level prohibitions of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Aroyos, Shpichus Damim, also one has to give up one's life and not transgress. So even if a person is not faced with the actual classic situation of Gilei Aroyos or Avodah Zarah or Shpichus Damim, he's faced with some sort of tangential Issa, which is a branch of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Aroyos, Shpichus Damim, but it's not the Issa itself. Nevertheless, one has to give up one's life for these two. Now let's have a look what the examples are of this concept, and then we'll understand more clearly what's being said. So the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch over there point to two examples of this principle in Shas. One is in the Gemara Sanhedrin, the second thing on the sheet, the famous episode of Rabbi Yehuda of Arad. Rabbi Yehuda of Arad said over, Maisa, there was a story, Ba'odom Echod, with a particular individual, Shalosan Enoch the Isha Achas, who got caught up with a particular woman, Behel Liboy Chino, he became so desperate in his tiger for this woman that he became sick. Ubo Shalul Roy. And they came and they consulted the doctors. Ba'omru, became ill, the fellow. Enlo Takola Achetipo. They said, listen, he's become ill due to this extended tiger which he's got, and if his tiger is not going to be fulfilled, then he won't get better. Unless his tiger is going to be fulfilled, they say no. Omru chachomim yomus fa'alti boil. So the chachomim said no, even if the illness is going to threaten his life, nevertheless, yomus is obliged to give up his life rather than get involved in this action of Gilei Aroyos. Then the story continues that they suggested some other takomis. Tabu is the form of Aruba, perhaps he should see her undressed, and that will Kam his taiva yomus for al talmud lefon of aruma. And on that too, it says yomus rather than seeing the aruma. And finally, to stop him imay me'achir again. What about she should have a conversation with him from a distance? Even that, it says, Yomus v'loi to safir imay me'achir again. Wow. So, in other words, what are we seeing here, to put it in more sharp terms, we have types of prohibitions related to Gilei Arayos, which are included in the general prohibition of loi sikruvu legalis erevot, do not even come close legalis erevot, which includes all other forms of contact in order to benefit, with intent to benefit, to enjoy the closeness to the Erevah. And all that is included in the prohibition of Lois Sikrifu Legales Erevah. Now, somebody who transgresses Lois Sikrifu Legales Erevah isn't Chayev Nisa. It's not the classic prohibition of Gilei Arayos. The classic prohibition of Gilei Arayos, for which there is a Chiyuv Nisa, is only for the actual Maisa Bia itself. This type of Kiruv Legales Erevah, for which one transgresses the law, the sikrifu legali zarva, is not a chiyuv misa. And it is on this that there are more paskins than even for these tangential prohibitions, what we call abizrayim to gilei arayos, these side prohibitions, even they are included in the principle yehorek v'al yavar, to which the proof is from this gemara. Okay, so far so good. So we have an example of a side prohibition of gilei arayos. Somebody who has the challenge of transgressing the sikrifu legalis erevah needs to give up his life. And we can also find a similar example regarding avodah zarah. Here too, the poskim send us to the Gemara. Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Yochanan, for kohen nisrapin, one is entitled to make use of all items available in order to bring refuah, meaning in a situation of chashash. So even if it's a dvar iso, you use it for the refuah. Chutz me'atzei asheru, except for benefiting from a tree which has been used as an asheru. Now, to benefit from something used as an avodah zarah is not a chiyuv misa. It's not bowing down to the avodah zarah. It's not offering sacrifices to the avodah zarah. It's a prohibition which is a tangential prohibition of isurei avodah zarah. And here too, the Gemara says that even in a situation of chashash takonas nefashis, nevertheless one cannot use the atzei ashero for a refuah. So to benefit from isur avodah zarah, even though it's not the classic isur avodah zarah, that too is included in the klal of yehorek v'al yavar.
Yeah.
Is
it for a married man or a non-married man?
Married man? Yeah.
Is not a married man or a man with a married lady. So if the lady was not married, he was not married.
Is it he wasn't. I don't know if he was married or not. I would not come in.
When you say Gilei Arayos, it's not specifically with a married man, but with a married woman?
With a married woman.
So in this case, was
this. What they discuss is whether she was married or not. I mean, I'm not mistaken.
Does it fall in the same category if this is with a non-married man and a non-married woman?
Yeah. Only makes nothing if the man is married or not. It could make nothing if the woman is married. I'm pretty sure the Gemara discussed it. It comes to the conclusion that it's even with a non-married woman.
Even with a non-married
woman. Because the Kiddush needs its own attention.
So there seems to be an exception where a Kiddush Baruch Hu tells you to do something like that. For example, Gidon, they said, do these eight things, seven or eight things, which are all of them are Isurim, including Avodah Zarah, a Asherah tree, cut it down, use its firewood to make a kind of a bomber. Mm-hmm. Hashem said, go do it. So that must mean it's an override if Hashem.
Okay, I guess so. I mean, we do have such a thing of a hiras shah of a nobby. If a nobby's got a nevuah to do something, it's a one off thing for some particular soil. You do something
like a nobby, caramel,
like a liova or a caramel. So maybe that fits into the same. Same get it. Good for aura. Okay, so we've said these two examples of Avodah Zarah and Gilei Arayos. So now, if we take a look, there are more which we started with, tells us that this principle applies in all three of the Sholish Chamulis, Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and also in Shfichus Damim. Now, the Mepharshim on the page don't give us an example of what would be a case of Shvichos Domim, where one's obliged to give up one's life. And it's not the classic prohibition of Shvichos Domim. It's not mamish killing somebody. It's some sort of tangential thing which is also a prohibition, not as common, and nevertheless one has to give up one's life. What would be an example? What would be an example of such a situation?
Embarrassing, maybe.
Oh, so that's what I want to come to talk about. Is or is that not included in this prohibition?
Oh, you said someone embarrassed in public, he doesn't have a chance to know about it.
Right.
So then he has also he has not that thing. It's even worse than murder.
So it's worse even.
I mean, if we say he also has to be killed.
Okay,
so it's either okay. No. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's have a look at two sources in Chazal regarding the Indian of embarrassing somebody, and we'll see a little bit what the Mepharshim said. So the Gemara of Metzia tells us, Toni Tana Hamedra of Nathan by Yitzchak. The Tana taught a brighter in front of Nathan by Yitzchak, Kala Malbin Pnei Chaveru Berabim, somebody who embarrasses his friend in public. Let's also translate literally, Malbin Pnei Chaveru, he whitens the face of his friend in public. He even shows it to him. It is as though he is spilling blood. And he said back to him, indeed, Shapik Omrus, it is a good point, it is correct what you're saying. The Chazin Alei, the Ozil Sumka, the Osi Chivra. We see that what happens is the red from the face runs away and he goes white. So we're talking about quite a severe embarrassment. Sorry. That's just more than just a little uncomfortable. But that's what happens, and that's like taking away the blood from his face, so to speak. That's a type of Shvichos Domim. A little bit further in that same sugya, the Gemara says, "Mazut Shvat Togiyah Amar Rav, Amri La Amar Chana Bavizna Amar Shimon Tzitzida, Amri La Amar Vehi Shimon Shimon Yechoy." Very famous statement. Noyatvoy La Adam, Shiyatel Atvoy the Kivshan Vaish. It is better for a person to cast himself into a Kivshan Vaish, but Al Yalvim Pnei Chaveri Berav, and not to embarrass somebody else in public. Min Adam, where do we know this? Tamar, we learn this out from the episode of Tamar, Dichtiv, he would say to be Shalcha El Chamiya. We know with Tamar, when she was about to be punished for what had gone on, she didn't openly tell Yehuda that she is pregnant from him, rather she sent the Derech Remez in a way that he won't become embarrassed. So we see that she preferred to have herself cast into the Kibshal Ha'esh rather than cause him embarrassment. Says the Gemara, better to be cast into the Kibshan Ha'esh rather than embarrass somebody else. So what can we bring from these two sources as regards whether indeed being Malbim Pnei Chaveru Berabim is included in the Klal Yehorek Ba'al Yadur or not? So this is discussed in the Tzuvos Binyan Tzion, who is the Rabbi Yaakov Ettinger, one of the great German Rabbonim, the Oroth Haner. And he says like this, he says, let's look at these two sources. He says the first source, where we say, it's as though he is Shoyfei Tzomim. He says, well, I wouldn't rush to bring from there a proof that being Malbim Pnei Chaveru Berabim is Yehorek Ba'al Yadur. Because he says that we find many places in Chazal where Chazal use types of Lashonos in this sort of style, it's as though, it's like, it's akin, doesn't necessarily mean that it is the same level in all halachic angles as being Shofei Chomim. Because, for example, it's written in the Gemara in Makkos that somebody who's Mevazeh Samoyad is somebody who treats the covet of Kol HaMoed lightly. Is Kovibid Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean that it is literally Kovibid Avodah Zarah with all these same halachic ramifications that Yehorek Ba'al Yavar, etc. Chalila doesn't mean that. So there's a certain similarity, whatever it might be, and one has to take into account the Choyver Ho'inyan, the stringency of the matter, but it doesn't mean mamish that it is Yehorek Ba'al Yavar. However, he said if we can try to bring some sort of proof to this, the proof would be, if anything, from the second source. The second source where we find that indeed Tamar was prepared to give up her life to be thrown into the Kibshan or H, rather than to cause somebody else embarrassment. That shows us that that shows that indeed it is a horrible aliyah. Otherwise, why then did she do it? So we'll look at that sooner a little further. Now he brings support from a number of Rishonim who seem to have learned this way. First of all, there is a Tosfos in Maseches Sota, where Tosfos discusses this minor of Chazal, where it says, Le'ach lo'ila adam shi'yatel es atzvoy le'toyf kiv shalayish. And Tosfos asks the kasha, which is probably bothering us. Tosfos asks, why is this not counted as one of the Shalosh Chamuros? So we know there's three famous examples where a person has got to give up his life. Yeah? Avodah Zarah, Dina Aroes, and Shpichas Tomah. So Tosfos is wrong. What it says, Le'ach lo'ila adam shi'yatel atzvoy le'kiv shalayish, more than embarrass somebody else. Okay, so you've got to give up your life. So why doesn't it say it in the list of these three? So we'll talk about that in a minute. Tosfos doesn't seem to have understood that way. Tosfos answers that the Gemara only mentions things that are absolutely openly written in the Torah. Whereas this is not openly written in the Torah, it's written in a type of way of remes. So we see from Tosfos, on the one hand, that halachically, it appears that Tosfos understood that the Gemara is kibshutai, a person has to give up his life. Only Tosfos doesn't consider it to be on the list of those three, and there's a reason why it's not on the list. But effectively, the din is the same. Now, as we started to say, the chayra, you could say a teretz to Tosfos kasha, different teretz. Tosfos says it's just not on the list for a sort of pshat type of reason. You know why it's not on the list? It's not on the list because this list just lists things that are openly written in the Torah, and there's other things that are Derek Remez and they're not on the list. We could say L'chayra another Teretz, but also simple Teretz L'chayra. But the reason it's not on the list is because it's included as a subcategory of one of the things on the list. Exactly like we learned a few minutes ago, that included in Gila Arroyas and in Avodah Zarah is other tangential prohibitions of Gila Arroyas and Avodah Zarah, like Sikri Bulagalis Erba and Hanor from Atse Avodah Zarah. So in the same way, this is included in Shpichos Dor. Right, it's like the Tolvus, yeah, like the Tolvus of the Isra, yeah. And in fact, this is almost open in the Sefer Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yoyah. The Sefer Shari Tshuva, where the Shari Tshuva is a big Musa Sefer, in the first two Sha'arim, he describes to us how we go through the various stages of Tshuva. Now in the third Sha'ar, if anybody's ever studied the Sefer, in the third Sha'ar, he's more halakha. He goes through many of the mitzvahs, things which he's held and required a bit of chizuk, and he discusses the halakhos which relate to many, many mitzvahs. He can have all sorts of their different halakhos. So over there he talks a little bit about the Shalosh Chamuros, about the three Averis Chamuros. If we have a look at it on the bottom of the first side, so he says, Shalosh Averis and his Chamuros, these three Averis which we have mentioned, Hatzad Hakal Shevohen, even the more lenient angles of these Averis, Onshoi Chomor Mikama Averis Chamuros, are indeed very, very stringent, more stringent than many other Averis. The Korah Rabbi Sen Zal, Hatzad Hakal Shevah Avera, Chachomin call the lenient angle of these Averis, they call it Avak Avera, the dust of the Avera, the. Like Avak Lashonara. And what examples do we have of this? The Omru. And now he says, the examples that we looked at. One can use all prohibited items in order to bring a refuah for a choyla of sakonas nefoshes. Chutz me atse asherah, except benefiting from atse asherah, although that is not avodah zarah much. Two, the chayim in gilah arroyos. We learned that Gemara, where we learned, yomus v'agisrapim in ha'avak shel gilah arroyos. A person is obliged to give up his life rather than attain refuah via the avak of Gilui Aroyos. For example, Shekhoshak ve'eshes ish. He said, yeah, see, he says over the Gemara was eshes ish. Yeah, Koshak ve'eshes ish. But Omru lo'i ein lo'i refua, v'tala, shetamid l'fon ha'arubah, he is not able to see her uncle. And number three,
but
I think we can more discuss it, we'll check it up afterwards. Okay. More discuss, I think we can more see more. Number three, this is relevant to us. V'ene, avak ritzicha, what is the example of avak ritzicha, halbonas poi? Alkei, omri rabbi, same as the point of the bracha, la'olam yakel odam atzmoy nekikshe ha'esh, fa'al yalbim b'nei chaveri v'ram. Why does Chachamim say this over here? Not on many others. In his areas, we're not in the matters. Only over here. Okay, in the pshat is dimu avak haritzicha el haritzicha. The answer is that Chazal consider the avak haritzicha comparable to the haritzicha itself. So exactly like we have the other two examples, the avak of Avodah Zarah, the avak gilei aroyos, we have also the dust of shpichas damim, which Rabbeinu Yehuda writes, is also Yehorib Ba'al Yavu. So having said that, the Binyan Sin concludes that in fact we can now understand the words of the Ramah that we started with. As we said, the Ramah starts out by saying one has to give up one's life for the Avat of the Shalish Hamuris, Gila Aroyas, Avodah Zarah, Shkichas Damim. And the Mefarshim give these examples of Avodah Zarah, Gila Aroyas, they do not give an example of Shkichas Damim, but in fact, Lichayra, the example is this case, Habonas Pnei Chaveri Barabbi. Let's just add that Lechaira, even if this would be accepted La Locha, one has to know fully, first of all, what exactly are the parameters of Habonas Pnei Chaveri. As we said, it appears to be more than maybe a minor discomfort, it seems to be a very serious embarrassment to Habonas Pnei Chaveri. And second of all, there's another condition mentioned here, which is Barabbi. So if it's just you and him, and you say something that he feels embarrassed from you, that's not barab. So one has to also know how much constitutes rabbin in this context. We find sometimes that 3 is a rabbin, we find sometimes that 10 is a rabbin. There's a source in one of the Sforim of the Prebogodim where he writes that in this context 3 is a rabbin. One
has to 3 means the one talking, the one being embarrassed,
and one other person, all 3 other people.
Right, that's what 3 means. 3 that outside the 2 that are talking.
So I think maybe right. 3, I think he says, I'm not mistaken, I think he says that 3 is 3 outside the one being embarrassed. So the one talking, and 2 other people. But you understand, because he's becoming embarrassed in front of a rabbi. So he becomes embarrassed in front of the one talking and 2 other people. Now let's just mention that this is not universally accepted, this approach. The Meiri in Sefer Brachos, when he discusses this Gemara, he says 2 very important words, Derech Sachos Omri. As a way of parable, it's a good translation of Derech Tzachos, as a means of expression, as a way of conveying the stringency of the matter. Chazal say in that style, Chazal say Noach lo la'avo shi'apel atzvei to kivshan ho'esh. It is better for a person to throw himself into the kivshan ho'esh. I.e., Derech Tzachos that bears the implication that it is not literal. Doesn't mean literally a person should give up his life. It's a way of saying that this is a very stringent matter. That's what it means, Derech Tzachos.
The example
right, exactly.
So the question is, if the mayor is right, the other one needs to be saved.
Oh. So let's look. Lechayra, the other side of the coin has to be to learn, not although the Meiri just says Derech Tzachos, the other possible approach is to learn not that it's Shvichos Domim Mamash and therefore you're obliged to give up your life, but for Polim that there is Rishus to give up your life. Lechayra, otherwise, first of all, how do we learn the story of Maruf, as you rightly point out, didn't put it on the sheet, but and the story of Tamar itself. How Levite did she do this?
Right.
So there is another such source who says this openly, which is the Pirush of the Iyun Yaakov. I don't know if you're acquainted, there's a Sefer Ein Yaakov, which collects the Agados of Chazal, and there's various Meforshim on the side of the page in that Sefer. One of them is a pirush called the Iyun Yaakov. Now the Iyun Yaakov was also a tremendous poisik. He has big sporing in halacha. It's a tshuva sefer of the Shmos Yaakov and other pirushim on various halakim of Shulchan Aruch. And he also has this pirush on Divrei Agada. And there he writes, Lo'ach la'obam she'yapil atzmei. And he says, V'loi she'yehei mechuyav la'arig atzmei. It's read with one sentence with the words, Lo'ach la'obam. It is better. In other words, if a person wants to make a toss-up in questions of Olam Ha'elyon, maybe Chazal giving you a piece of advice here. Lo'ach la'obam. It's better, and you're permitted to do it. But not that it should be an obligation. Because unlike the approach which appears from Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah, we said till now, that in fact it's not an obligation. And in the same vein, he himself, as we mentioned, he has other soil, and he has a Tshuva Sefer, Shmus Yaakov. In the same vein, he discusses in that Tshuva Sefer, we'll leave aside what it was relevant to, but he discusses whether there is an Issa for a Goy to embarrass somebody. And Issa from the Torah, I'm not saying it's a nice thing, everybody should behave nicely beyond the Chavera, but isn't it included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach? Now there's seven Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, one of them is Ritzicha. So they will say it's Ritzicha Mamish, so maybe a Goy is Mitzvah as well. He writes that it's not so, it's not part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, because it's not Shkichas Domim Mamish, which appears to be in the same vein of the way he was Mefarish this Gemara Noyach Le'Lahavah. Okay, so basically, that's where we'll hold it for today. We put down these two approaches. Al Kolponim, the main point which comes up to us, Lamaisa, is the... Either way, the matter is definitely very chomor, and one should take a lot of care with other people's feelings. Okay, wish you all a good day.